The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
All right, 9:34. Good morning to you once again. Thanks for being with us on this Wednesday. So we're going to dive right into this. The Cleveland City Council completely reversed itself and collapsed like a house of cards under a little bit of pressure because of the United Nations of all things. The United Nations. Quote, this council condemns the attacks in Israel on October 7th that led to the loss of Israeli and American lives and the taking of hundreds of hostages, end quote. This is all part of the legislation passed Monday by Cleveland City Council calling for a ceasefire. I'm dismayed by the language. It didn't just lead to the loss of lives. It was torturous loss. People were raped to death. Children were tortured, were put into ovens. People were beheaded while alive. All of these things happened, and they're just saying loss of life. Quote, this council and Clevelanders of all faiths and backgrounds have expressed profound concern for the innocent civilians suffering and are alarmed by the loss of tens of thousands of innocent Palestinian and American lives due to the war in Gaza. Completely disingenuous, because it is, there are very, 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 very few Americans, if any at all, still living in Gaza. An innocent Palestinian should be used in giant air quotes as well. Further, this council calls for international aid to go immediately and directly to the people of Gaza, end quote. So the city council has been under pressure from protesters chanting and screaming and demanding a ceasefire, that they add their voice to those calling for a ceasefire. They said, no, we're not doing it. Now they did, as I say, collapse like a house of cards. Why did Blaine Griffin make that decision, the head of council? Let's welcome Cleveland City Councilman Mike Polensic to the program now. Maybe he can shine a little light on it for us. Councilman, good to have you back here on WHK. How are you, sir?
Yeah, Bob, I haven't talked to you in a while. What's going on?
It's been a little while. Yes, sir. It certainly has been. So I'm looking at this comment from Council President Griffin, who said that you guys followed the United Nations on this. Quote, even though the United States did not vote for it, they also did not veto it. That gave me the inclination that the United States is supportive of it. And even though they might not be fully supportive of it, at least it felt like we're aligned with our government and the rest of the world. What the freaking hell is going on in our council where we're not following American lives or supportive of American lives and allies, but we're following the United Nations headed up by Russia and China and Iran?
Well, Bob, you know, a resolution is a compromise. So there's some of us in the body like myself, where I believe those where I stand on the issue. I'm for supporting Israel. What happened on October 7th was murderous, vicious, again, as you indicated, torture, rape, killing, Hamas. Their charter is to kill Jews. I mean, and push Jews out into the sea. Then you've got the other side of within the council who, you know, are more sympathetic to quote unquote the Palestinian issues and cause. So the resolution that was put forth was really basically a compromise. It was put together by the attorneys from City Council, a compromise to somewhere go right down the center. I don't think it worked, because we're already being attacked, saying that we should have never put October 7th in the resolution by the protesters. That should have never been in a resolution. Well, wait a minute.
Whoa, hold on a second. What did they say? They're saying that October 7th should not be a consideration of what's going on over there, actual attack and the murder of 1,200 people?
It shouldn't even been mentioned in a resolution. It shouldn't have been mentioned in a resolution.
These people are lunatics. Mike, why are you guys listening to lunatics? Why are you guys even giving them a voice?
Bob, if it was up to me, I wouldn't give them a voice. Okay, that would be my call. I'm to the right, because I have seen this 23 weeks of being abused and being called every vile name there is. And on Monday night, accused the mayor of taking bags of cash from Jewish business people. Accused the council president again weeks ago. Accused him of being up Dan Gilbert's butt. I mean, these are what they're actually standing up under public comment and saying, accusing members of council of being bribed, taking Jewish money, we've been called that we support homicide, we support genocide, we are support the Jewish state. If I were to close my eyes about 2 months ago in a council meeting, I would have thought I was sitting in 1936 Germany with the anti-Semitic, anti-Jewish comments.
Thank you. You just said what I was going to say. Right. Everything you're saying now that they said to you, these are rabid anti-Semites. So again, I'll ask, why would city council give in to the pressure of a bunch of anti-Semites?
I think the council president was trying to balance those folks, those members, especially some of the West Side members who've been pounded on, really more so than some of the rest of us. I have not been pounded on. They've called me names, but I haven't taken the abuse that some of my West Side colleagues have taken.
But why balance, Mike? Why look for balance? There shouldn't be a balanced anti-Semitism. Anti-Semitism is anti-Semitism, and condemning that should be the end of it.
Bob, you and I are on the same page. I'm to the extreme, the other direction, because I would say this to anyone listening to your show, and you have a wide listening audience. All you have to do is go into the Holocaust Museum in Washington, visit the Holocaust Museum, as I have, and then you realize that Israel is going to fight to the bitter end because they're not going to walk into trenches again and be shot in the back of the head. They're not going to be marshaled into gas chambers to be gassed and then incinerated. The Israeli people, the Jewish people, they're going to fight to the bitter end. And if people don't understand that, then they're stupid because they're not going to be exterminated again. They're not going to be killed like they brutally have been killed historically.
Mike, allow me to interject. I agree with you. The Israeli people, the Jewish people, will fight to the bitter end. Yeah. But Cleveland City Council just told them not to. They said, we agree with the call for a ceasefire, which means Israel, stop fighting. Stop fighting. Stop trying to get Hamas. Stop trying to stop Hamas from coming back to do it again and again and again, which Hamas has pledged that they will do. So I agree with you. The Israeli people want to fight. The Cleveland City Council just said, stop fighting.
The council president, again, I think was trying to figure out, and he was waiting for something for the United Nations to take some type of action. I think he was trying to balance both sides, those of us that were to the right within the body, and pro-Israel, and those that were, I don't even want to say left, but those that are being pounded on by these protesters for the last 23 weeks. I think it was a compromise. If you look at the piece, it was a compromise piece. Did it go where I wanted it to go? No. There were things that were deleted from the original draft, which I thought should have been in there, like using the term terrorist, okay? That was deleted. But at the end of the day, a resolution is just that. It's not binding. It's a resolution.
No, I know that. But it's symbolic, though, Mike. We're talking to Cleveland City Councilman Mike Palencic, by the way, right now. And, Mike, you keep referring back. And by the way, this is going to sound like an attack, and maybe it is, but it's not intended to be an attack because you at least are gutsy enough to come on here and do this. But you keep referring back to the council president's decision and all this. But the story that I'm reading in front of me says that this passed unanimously, which means you voted for it. So you're saying you're on the opposite side of it. You're here with me, and you're here with the people of Israel, and you're here with the Jewish community of Greater Cleveland. But yet you voted for this ceasefire, which, if it did have teeth, and we know it's only symbolic. But if it did have teeth, would tell the Israeli IDF forces to lay down their guns and just let it be?
It was a compromise piece. And I've been in no one's been there longer than me to deal with the resolution such as this. It was a compromise piece. Did it state what I wanted it to state? No. On the other side of the coin, did it state what some of my other colleagues would have liked it to be even more weakened or take out the October 7th and not address that issue? Yeah. It was a compromise piece, but you have to look at us individually, where we have stood on issue, our public comments. You know, I've stood with the Jewish Federation. I mean, I've stood with the Jewish community. I continue. Hamas are killers. Their whole concept, their whole reason for existence is to drive the Jewish people out of the Holy Land. And thank God last week, finally, the Palestinian Authority spoke up for the first time, calling it like it is, that Hamas is just, they're just preying upon the Palestinian people. They're using them. They don't want a ceasefire. Their leaders live in Qatar and in Dubai.
Yeah,
it's absolutely disgusting what we're experiencing. And I'm pro-American. Everybody knows that. And when I, like last night, Monday night, when we get up to do the Pledge of Allegiance, and they just sit there, these protesters, just sit there, it's so damn insulting. And then these white breads that come in from the suburbs wearing their Palestinian scarves and shawls, give me a break, will you?
Yeah, but Mike, I mean, your voice right now is saying the right things, but you gave them what they wanted. They came there and disrespected the country. They sat there in their during the pledge in their tablecloth scarves and everything else, and demanded a resolution calling for ceasefire. And at the end of the day, even though there's some language in there that you said they didn't want October 7th in there, they can go straight to freaking hell, which every one of them is going to do anyway at the end of their lives. They're all going to hell for supporting murder, rape, and torture.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, they got what they wanted, a resolution in line with the United Nations calling for a ceasefire. And I don't understand that.
I don't think they did, because the very next day, that evening, and that very next day, they started criticizing the council that it's not nearly what they wanted, okay?
Well, but that's because you gave them an inch, and then they came back for their mile the next day, Mike.
But all I can tell you, Bob, is that the council president, and I want to say, because that's who calls the shot at the end of the day.
I know, but how many members of council are there, 17?
Yes, there are.
There were 17, so it was 17 to 0, Mike. It wasn't even 16 to 1. I would like it to have been 16 to 1 with a guy like you.
It was 16 to 0, because one wasn't there. But they tried to put together the body collectively. And I voted for it. The body collectively tried to come up with a compromise piece.
It's like ice picks in my ears, Mike.
No,
you can't compromise against evil. They committed the act of evil. And they're going to commit it again, which they have said. It's in their charter.
Yeah.
The leader that you just mentioned, the ones who live in Qatar, they literally said from Qatar, there will be an October 8th and an October 9th and an October 10th and an October 1000th, because we will never stop. So how can you compromise with that, Mike? You keep saying that word, and I'm like, just, ugh.
Well, within, again, because we're not the United Nations. We're not the world. We're Cleveland City Council. And so it was among the members who looked at that resolution, who went back and forth throughout the day. There were some things in there, again, that I didn't want. There were some things in there that I would have liked to see that were in there, who were taken out. But at the end of the day, it was a compromise piece on behalf of the body. That's all I can tell you. Me as an individual, everybody knows where I stand on this issue. I've made no bones about it. I've done enough interviews. I've been called Genocide Mike by that group, okay? So everyone knows where I stand as it pertains to my support.
Yeah, but you know they're wrong. You know that you're not for genocide, and you know there is no genocide in Gaza. You know that they're wrong.
They're totally wrong, Bob, because they hate Jews. You got to understand. And they hate America. And this is what we get when we let people in this country who don't want to be Americans, okay? This is what we get when we let these people in who don't want to assimilate, who don't want to do anything except bring their baggage to this country, and then want to instill or impose their baggage on us as Americans. And I resent that. You know, we have taken a lot of stands within the body. We stood up to apartheid. We stood up and supported Ukraine. We stood up and supported against the Cambodian regime years ago, resolutions, et cetera. We've taken all kind of positions over the years. But at the end of the day, there are members of the body who've been beat up for 23 weeks every Monday night, and the council president,
doing the right thing is sometimes hard. Sometimes you get beat up doing the right thing. If you let those who are beating you up change your mind and make you do the wrong thing, which you have done here by agreeing to something that is even remotely considered to be a compromise, you don't compromise with evil. If you let them beat you up, you know what you do, Mike? You encourage them to continue to beat other people up until they change their minds too. You don't get. I'm gonna kind of just lay this out by the way, Mike, thank you for coming on, because you got guts. You got guts. You knew you were going to get criticized for this, and your whole council is being criticized for this, but you're willing to talk, so I appreciate that.
because everybody know, people know where I stand on this issue. So that's why I'm glad to come on and talk.
Well, you they do, but they don't. And what I mean by that is it was 16-0 and not 15-1 with Mike Pulisic taking a principled stand for Israel and for the United States. So they do, but they don't. And let me tell you why it matters to me and why I think it should matter to everybody. When you correctly point out, look, we're just a little Cleveland City Council. We're not the United Nations. And that is very, very true. But I want to take this from micro to macro. If Little Cleveland City Council voted to oppose, to defeat this resolution in support of what the United Nations called for in a ceasefire here, and if another city council did the same thing, and another city council did the same thing, guess what? Joe Biden, Antony Blinken, Kirby, the whole State Department, and everybody that's establishing U.S. policy on the foreign relations front, they're all going to look, because they do their homework, and they're going to see, look at this. There are cities all around the country that are opposed to anything giving an inch to Hamas. They support Israel unconditionally, and this is what the people say. If council after council after council did that, we would have an impact. Your council could have an impact on defending Israeli people against future attacks, murders and rapes by the same Hamas people that we are being told to stand down from right now, that the IDF forces are being told to stand down from right now. If you guys did that and sent that big message with a whole bunch of little messages coming from councils like yours, maybe you could have an impact. But instead, there are councils like yours all over this country that are doing what you did and saying, yeah, ceasefire now. You know, poor Palestinian civilians, by the way, who overwhelmingly support Hamas and what they did, according to polling done in Gaza. But poor Palestinian civilians, ceasefire now. Instead, we're sending that message to our leadership in the State Department, and our policies are being dictated by the protesters that sit through our pledge that you just described, instead of the principled supporters of America and our ally, the free democratic nation of Israel in the Middle East. So that's why it matters, Mike.
No, and I respect your opinion. And you've obviously, have you read the resolution?
I have. I have it in front of me right now.
Yeah. Okay. Because if you look at the resolution, it condemns violence. That's what it does. It condemns violence. And so all I can tell you is this. I'm going to continue, me personally, I'm going to continue to stand with Israel. Hamas are butchers. They're the new Nazis. Hezbollah is not much better. And at the end of the day, Israel has a right to defend itself. Every sovereign nation has a right to defend itself. And the Jewish people are not going to give up. They're not going to give in because they know what the alternative is. It's the gas chambers, and it's getting shot in the back of the head. They're not going to give up, and I stand with them. Hezbollah is anti-American. They're anti-world peace. They're not going to support. They will not support a ceasefire. They want as many Palestinian men, women, and children to be killed so they can continue to vilify Israel.
Of course.
They started it on October 7th. We all know that. It is not going to end. And these protesters who want to defend Hamas, who want to chant river to the sea and all this other hate stuff that comes out of their mouth, they're not going to be appeased. I understand it. We already saw what happened on Tuesday morning after the resolution passed. So at the end of the day, we collectively as Americans, we've got to stand with Israel. They're the only democracy in the Middle East. And so that's where I'm at. That's where I'm here to stand.
Well, I just wish that language that Mike Pulisic just spoke made it into the resolution, that it said, included one that says, whereas we recognize that Hamas is intentionally hiding among civilian populations so that more dead civilians can lead to more international condemnation of the state of Israel, I wish they would tell the truth about what's going on there. And whereas we realize that a ceasefire will lead to Hamas reforming itself and beginning its next October 8th attack on Israel, killing and raping more Israeli civilians. Whereas we realize all of those things, we still call for a ceasefire. Put the freaking truth in the resolution. That's all
I ask. I said again, there were things in there that I would have liked to have seen in there that were deleted. I understand it. The ability to try to get to have 16 members sign on board of this. So, did I get what I wanted? No. Did some people on the other side of the fence get what they wanted? No. And I think the council president tried to take all that into consideration and put forth a piece that he thought would be accepted, and how has found out it isn't being accepted, especially by...
Well, I mean, because especially by the protesters, Mike, the ones who are bitching about the fact that October 7th was even mentioned in the resolution, these are the people who are chanting from the river to the sea. Here's what they wanted. They want a resolution from Cleveland City Council. The only thing that would have satisfied them and made them not complain to you guys would be a resolution that says, whereas this council agrees with from the river to the sea, Palestine shall be free. Signed, Blaine Griffin, Mike Polencik, and all the way down the line. That's all they want. They want a full end to the existence of Israel. That's it. Nothing else, nothing short of that is going to satisfy them, which is why an attempt to, quote, compromise with them is so foolhardy.
Well, I share that opinion with you. And again, that's where I have some difference within a body, but I'm here to work with my colleagues. And we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens on Monday night if they pop up again on Monday night with their chants and their threats that they're going to go after all members of city council. They're going to go after the mayor. They're going to go after the council president. They want to take control of the city. That's their thing. They went with the progressives. They want to take control of the city. So on Monday night, they threatened about the upcoming councilmatic elections and the mayoral elections, that they're going to be heavily engaged in that process. So we'll see how this whole thing works out. At the end of the day, they're not going to intimidate me. They haven't. I'm not afraid of them because I'm an American, and I believe in America, and I believe in democracies, and I believe in supporting Israel, the only democracy in the Middle East. And my position is not going to change.
Councilman, last question for you, and you don't have to name names because I'm sure they wouldn't want you outing them, if you will, but are there any other members on that council that feel the way you did but still voted for it as you did? Or are they all yay, ceasefire?
No, I think the council was pretty well split. There were members who, again, maybe don't lean to the extreme that I do, because I make no bones where I stand with Israel. Yeah. Now, there are some on the other side of that equation who believe that, the council should have passed a resolution a long time ago. It should have condemned the and they have spoken on the floor.
But you're saying there are members who agree with you, though?
Oh, yeah, there are.
How many would you say?
I'd say maybe just under half of the body. Right. And that's why it was a compromise piece. And I think a lot of members, maybe there was another faction and thought, again, don't do it, don't put anything in. But I think the council president was trying to maybe soften the hits that some of the West Side members were taking, because most of the protesters that are coming down are from the West Side and the West Side suburbs, as we all know. Westlake, Lakewood.
See, the thing is, though, Mike, I'm not concerned, and I bet most Clevelanders are not concerned with softening the hit you guys are taking. Your jobs are not to cover for one another, not CYA.
No,
your jobs are to do the right thing, to say the right thing, to pass resolutions that are the right thing, to condemn evil where evil exists, and it exists in Hamas. It does not exist in Israel. It exists in Hamas. Condemn the evil, defend the victims. That's what we ask you guys to do, not try to CYA and soften the blows about some of the criticism. I mean, let's do the right thing, not the politically expedient thing.
I don't even know if it was the politically expedient thing that we did on Monday night with the council president.
It's not the right thing.
No, well, it all depends how you look at it. The council president was trying to get something through to appease those members that within a body who wanted this resolution passed a long time ago, calling for a ceasefire, versus those of us in the body who stand with Israel, who up to this point said, hey, we don't need to do a resolution. But once the United Nations took their position, he felt it was the time to do something.
But you know what, Mike? If what you said is true about maybe just under half of them supported what you support, then the vote should have been 9-7. The vote should have been 9-7, since one didn't show, or 9-8 if somebody did show. That's what it should be. There should have been some guts on display in the vote and not a unanimous. Because most people aren't going to hear what you and I say. What people are going to hear is Cleveland City Council supports the ceasefire. Cleveland City Council backs the United Nations, backs the view of the Russians, the Chinese, the Iranians, and everybody else that's a part of that UN Security Council. That's what they support.
This is what I can tell you without any further contradiction. The majority of Clevelanders, especially East Side Clevelanders, could care less. I mean, this is not on the radar screen of our citizens. that was on a radar.
No. I know that, Mike. I'm not talking about your citizens as much as I'm talking about the larger picture of communities around this country all doing this here, and our State Department taking the pulse of the American people, and they do that by looking at their legislatures, their representatives, and this is what they're going to see. Look at this. The American people support a ceasefire when that is absolute trash.
I support Israel. Hamas doesn't want a ceasefire. That's become very clear to all of us.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, the resolution is what it is, okay? And we'll go forward and we'll see what happens on Monday night if they all pile in the council again.
Mike Polensic, Cleveland City Councilman, again, I appreciate you coming on. You knew this wouldn't be an easy conversation, but I appreciate you having it. Thank you, Mike.
Hey, that's what democracy is all about, brother.
Yeah, yes, it is. Yes, it is. Thank you.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.